Welcome, Saints, Christian Israel, white nationalists, and white people in general, anybody who's curious about the Bible and true history and the survival of the white race. Welcome to Eurofolk Radio's Yahweh's Covenant People. Pastor Eli James here, along with my co-host, Pastor Steve. Greg couldn't make it tonight. He's otherwise occupied, and that may be true for a while yet. We'll see how that works out. But in any case, I just want, before we get into part 9 of the Apocalypse of Baruch, I just sent a video to Pastor Steve showing that the seal of Hezekiah has been found in Jerusalem, more proof that the Bible is true, and that whenever archaeology finds something related to the Bible, it always verifies the Bible. And it shows the seal of Hezekiah, and according to the announcer, he gave the meaning of the inscription. There's actually a paleo Hebrew inscription on it, not block Hebrew, which wasn't invented until like 700 AD, but the original paleo Hebrew, again verifying what we in Identity have been teaching, that the Israelites did live in Palestine. All the kings and a couple of queens were real live people, including David, including Adam, including Eve, and the Bible is true and every Jew a liar. Okay? So this is where we're at. Every time archaeology has something to say on the Bible, it always verifies the Bible. Okay? And I asked Pastor Steve, well, can you read that inscription? And what did you say, Pastor Steve?
I said it goes off so quickly I couldn't get it, and I have to bring up my Paleo Hebrew script.
Oh, okay.
He was talking a second ago about a couple of the queens of Israel. Well, now the capital has been moved to Tel Aviv, and all the queens are in Tel Aviv.
Right. Okay.
That's the gay capital of the world,
right,
folks.
That's right.
That's a little pastoral humor there.
Right.
Oh, bad.
Yeah.
And you saw that message in the chat room, I guess, Eli.
Yeah, right.
Okay, got it.
All right. All right, yeah. So I'll email Kent and find out what's going on. His address may have changed. But the again, the Paleo Hebrew is different, and it's not the same as what, well, I guess it's probably.
Oh, it's
called
very, very different.
Oh, very different.
The block Hebrew, and it does not have any Masoretic vowel points. Even the block Hebrew did not have the Masoretic vowel points till much later. And the Masoretes are the ones that took out the holy name of Yahweh. All the translations have the Lord or God. And it was just a scribal error. They've got Jehovah, which was an error by a scribe putting the vowel points for Adonai in with Yahweh. And now we have a whole cult, the Jehovah's Witnesses, which are a takeoff on a scribal error.
Yeah.
They see something and they run with it. They don't actually... They don't actually study. They don't have any knowledge. They just listen to their cult leader. And you can tell the difference between us and what we believe and cults because we constantly tell you to doubt us and look up everything we say for yourself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and we don't ask
We invite scrutiny. Please look it up for yourself.
And we don't ask you to close your bank account and give us all your money and leave your home and family and live with us at the Branch Davidian compound.
And
right?
we don't threaten anybody if they decide
right.
to leave either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why we're basically, from that perspective, we're a normal church. You know, you can come and go as you please. The only difference
that's
is
right.
we don't have church buildings. Although some of our smaller congregations do.
We meet in people's homes as the early church did. They didn't have big cathedrals and church mega church buildings. They met in homes and barns and whatever.
Yes.
And we are emulating the very early Christian church.
That's correct.
With the true worship, we keep the feasts. We fellowship together. We help one another. All the pastors here are cooperating with one another. If one needs something and the other's got it, that's the way it's supposed to work, folks.
Yes, yes. Yeah, by the way, last Sunday we had a very good congregation in one of the south suburbs. And unfortunately, there was a diehard Catholic woman that came, and she just rejected everything we had to say. She actually believed that the Jesuits were good priests. So she's not invited anymore. But we had two young people who have been listening to EFR and are liking what they're hearing. And we're at the point, Pastor Steve, where the more young people that we have joining us, the more likely we will be cool, right? And if we're cool with young people, that means we've made it. And there's no stopping us now, all right? So, and that's a phenomenon we've been getting lately. More and more young people tuning in and making comments and liking what we're doing. You know, so they're
waking up.
Yes.
Because the young people are seeing today that as the system is right now and as it is progressing, they, if they're white, they have no future whatsoever. Nothing is offered to them.
That's correct. That's correct. And also, there is a Christian identity minister by the name of Klaus Jaeger. Yeah, Klaus Jaeger. In Germany, he speaks only German, and he's doing Christian identity, I believe, 2C line videos in the German language. I just posted one of those over the weekend, okay?
Until I catch up with him and put him in the gulag forever.
That's right. That's right. We'll see about that. But very, very few people in Germany know the name of Yahweh, they do not invoke his name for protection or ask for the blessing of Jacob. You know, that's something our people also need to start doing. When, of course, you cannot ask for a blessing of Jacob to do something wrong. But if you're not sure of what you're about to do, ask for Jacob's blessing, ask for Yahweh's blessing, and it'll turn out right for you. Just don't knowingly commit an act of sin against a fellow Israelite, okay?
So that's correct.
These are all things that we have to learn as we become more involved in identity.
And I want to personally testify to all those out there that you cannot do a bit of good while you are behind bars. So stay out of jail.
That's right.
Don't do something stupid to some street person because they're irritating.
Yes.
Or even blatant.
Yes.
Because that's just one. We need to all be able to band together where we can get them all. Okay? When our master comes back, it's open warfare.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, well, it's already open warfare. It's just that the Jews papers aren't reporting it.
Paul.
The race war will not be broadcast on television, radio, or newspapers, folks. You'll have to tune into
the
EFR.
It won't be broadcast at all because we'll be on the broadcast station.
That's right.
Then we'll broadcast it.
Yeah, right. When we take over. Remember the old days when you had white noise? That black and white.
We are white noise, yes.
There you go. Okay, back to the Apocalypse of Baruch. Today is part 9, and we're going to be delving into chapter 66, correct?
Yeah.
66, and I just want to back up real quick. These are the bright 10th waters, and we ended up doing last week the black 9th waters, which were the corrupt rule of Manasseh, King Manasseh, and before that was the bright 8th waters, which was the rule of Hezekiah, a righteous king. He's the one who had his life prolonged because he repented of his sins. Okay, so that's what we did last week. So let's just jump right in here, chapter 66. And for those of you who don't know Roman numerals, it's LXVI. And you can find this Apocalypse of Baruch anywhere online. Okay, there's several versions online. So here we go. This is page 108. And the bright tenth waters which thou hast seen, this is the purity of the generations of Josiah, king of Judah, who was the only one at that time who submitted himself to the Mighty One with all his heart and with all his soul. And he cleansed the land from idols and hallowed all the vessels which had been polluted and restored the offerings to the altar and raised the horn of the holy and exalted the righteous and glorified all that were wise and understanding and brought back the priests to their ministry and destroyed and removed the magicians and enchanters and fortune-tellers from the land. Okay, Pastor Steve, this is all recounted in the Holy Scriptures.
That's correct.
Okay.
And the horn of the holy,
yes,
is an idiom for the power of the righteous and holy and pious people.
Right.
Those that kept the feast and wanted to worship Yahweh and rejected all that garbage that they were worshiping under Manasseh.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So he brought Israel back to righteousness, King Josiah did. Okay.
Yeah, had the Passover, and it said there was like no Passover they had ever had before. It was so
right.
Wonderful.
Yes, like ours.
Yes. Yes. Except we had a little rain this year.
Yeah, right.
Just a yeah. little, about just 3 feet.
Yeah, right. Well, it ran down into the dam water. That's okay.
Yeah, well, right. We could just leave a cup outside. Right. We didn't lack for drinking water.
That's right. All right, verse 3. And not only did he slay the impious that were living, but they also took from the sepulchres the bones of the dead and burned them with fire. Now, I would assume that these are bones of
necromancers, all these evildoers before,
right.
they had a list of who was doing what, Eli.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and he said, you're not even going to rest in peace. He took the bones and he burned them with fire and just scattered them. They
right.
never put them back in. They disentombed them.
Oh, that reminds me, by the way, that that signet of Hezekiah, the seal of Hezekiah, was found in the garbage dump. Okay, and so it was preserved in that garbage dump for 2,700 years. Okay, so these metal objects last a long time. So that was that one good use of the garbage dump.
Well, and it was a holy thing, and Yahweh preserved it.
Oh, that's right. What was that garbage dump called again?
Is that Gehinnom?
Gehenna. Okay, that's
the Gehinnom.
Okay.
G-E-Y, Valley of Hinnom, H-I-N-N-O-M.
Okay.
And they changed it to Gehenna.
Okay.
The fires of Gehenna. Well, no, it's the fires of the Valley of Hinnom, which was an unclean place where they dumped all the garbage.
Right, okay.
All the stuff of the red heifer where they couldn't, it was unclean, that's where they dumped it.
Yes.
They took it to an unclean place and burned it there.
Okay. So Yahweh preserved that signet for 2,700 years in Gehenna. All right, very good. Praise Yahweh for that.
Now, it's gay, G-E-Y, not like faggot. it means valley.
Right, gay means valley, okay.
Yeah, G-E-Y does, yes. Gehenna.
Okay, all right. Okay,
and it's also called Gay Ben Hinnom, Valley of the Son of Hinnom.
Okay. All right, and then so Hinnom is what? What does Hinnom mean?
It's the opposite of Herzum. never mind.
Okay, that one gets 5 demerits. 5 demerits, folks. All right, now the next verse begins with brackets. I'm not sure why. Has this been filled in by the translator?
It is for emphasis.
Okay. And the festivals and the Sabbaths he established in their sanctity, and their polluted ones he burnt in the fire. And the lying prophets which deceived the people, these also he burnt in the fire.
there's your bones. That's what they're talking about.
Do we get to do that too?
We will.
Yes. All right. Looking forward to that. And the people who listened to them when they were living, he cast them into the brook Kidron and heaped stones upon them. So Josiah cleaned house.
He killed their followers.
Yes.
Well, and that's coming too. Yes, in the day of rest, there'll be no more grace.
Yeah, that's
right. When Yahshua comes back, grace is done.
Okay, yeah.
You have either
come
over to the side of Yahweh or not.
Right.
There's not going to be any shades of gray. Well, I meant to. Well, that's too bad.
Right, yeah. Well, it's the wise and foolish virgins. The foolish ones ran out of lamp oil. Okay.
Yeah.
Verse 5, and he was zealous with the zeal of the Mighty One with all his soul, and he alone was firm in the law at that time, so that he left none that was uncircumcised or that wrought impiety in all the land all the days of his life.
That's where they found that scroll.
Okay.
Somewhere in the temple. They found the scroll of the Torah that hadn't been destroyed. And they brought it to him, and he read it and rent his clothes and made all these declarations and said, Passover's coming up, we're going to keep it. And then he went out and he had it read. He made everybody come before the temple, just had the whole city, and they called it out, and they read the whole Torah to the people, which they had used to do years before, and they had ceased it.
Yes, yes.
And they read the whole Torah, and they had a tremendous revival and repentance. And a lot of people were walking around in sackcloth and ashes, and they kept a holy Passover. The Holy Spirit just moved through them, except the evil ones. The evil ones said, right. Well, then they found them out, and you know, here, you're going to be a crispy critter.
Right. Right. Maybe we can start a new fashion trend, sackcloth. Verse 6. This, moreover, is he that shall receive an eternal reward, and he shall be glorified with the Mighty One beyond many at a later time. Now, Josiah is very close to Yahshua. What does Josiah mean? What does that name mean in Hebrew?
Josiah. Oh man.
Is it maybe Yah? Is it say praise or yes?
Well, let me look. I gotta find Kings.
Look that up while I read it.
It's in Kings.
Okay. For on his account and on account of those who are like him were the inestimable glories of which thou wast told before, created and prepared. Verse 8, these are the bright waters which thou hast seen. So the reign of Josiah is one of the bright waters. Now, I think there's only 12, if I'm not mistaken. But let's continue. Now we're in chapter 60. Let's see.
67.
And the black 11th waters, which thou hast seen, this is the calamity which is now befalling Zion. Okay, so the black 11th and the bright 12th basically take us to contemporaneous times we're in, everything after Josiah. Okay, let's see what he has to say. And this is the calamity which is now befalling Zion. Dost thou think that there is no anguish to the angels in the presence of the Mighty One, that Zion was so delivered up and let low? The Gentiles or the nations boast in their hearts and assemble before their idols and say, she is trodden down, that is Israel, she is trodden down, who oft-times trod down, and she has been reduced to servitude, who reduced others? Dost thou think that in these things the Most High rejoices, or that his name is glorified? Well, it hasn't been glorified by us, by our people, until very, very recently. But how will it serve towards his righteous judgment?
Okay,
Okay.
it is Yoshiah or Yoshiyahu, and it means founded of Yah.
Okay, founded. Very good. Very good. Founded of Yah. Okay. So, or established by Yah. Okay.
Established by Yahweh, founded by Yahweh, yes.
Very good. Okay. Yet, after these things, shall those that are dispersed among the nations be taken hold of by tribulation, and in shame shall they dwell in every place. And that's throughout the world. We Israelites, the vast majority of our people, the Aryan Adamites of the world, are living in shame everywhere. Because so far as Zion is delivered up and Jerusalem laid waste, and idols prosper in the cities of the nations, and the vapor of the smoke of the incense of righteousness, which is by the law, is extinguished in Zion and in the region of Zion, lo, in every place there is the smoke of impiety,
Yes.
which definitely describes, from, I guess you could say that from Josiah forward, there hasn't been a righteous king until
Oh
the
no,
coming.
it went downhill fast after that.
So until the coming of Messiah, until the second coming, and of course,
Yeah, he was the last.
he was the last. Okay, so that's the point that Baruch is trying to make here, the 11th dark waters, verse 7. But the king of Babylon will arise, who has now destroyed Zion, and he will boast over the people, and he will speak great things in his heart in the presence of the Most High. But he also shall fall at the last. These are the black, dark waters. So,
And Nebuchadnezzar
yes, right.
was the one where he was eating grass, and his fingernails grew long, and his hair grew out like eagle's wings.
Right.
Yahweh smote him and took his mind away from him until he realized that Yahweh was the Most High. And his son, and then he finally died, and his son took over, and he was drinking from the captured vessels
Right.
at a party. And that's in Daniel, where many, many tikkun u'pharsin,
Right.
you will be weighed, you will be weighed on a and be breached. And that very night he was killed, and the Medes and the Persians took over Babel.
Right. Yeah, and that many what's the
Tekel
Uparsin?
u'pharsin.
Okay, the Uparsin, which one is the smallest denomination there? Was that the many?
Many,
Eight.
many, you will be weighed, you will be weighed.
Right.
Tekel is as a shekel.
Okay.
That is Aramaic for shekel. It's tekel, not
Okay.
shekel.
Right.
Like Heckel and Jekyll.
Right. But those are
And then
denominations of points.
be breached. Ufarshin is from peretz, to breach, to
Okay.
break.
I see.
But that's
But
Aramaic. It's spelled and pronounced a
okay,
little
so
bit different.
right. It's actually a dialect of Hebrew, right? So,
That's correct.
but those actually have numeric values, and the numeric values are 2,520, which is a prophecy of 2,520 years, just like the one in was it Le no Leviticus chapter 26? I think it is Leviticus 26.
I just finished Daniel
Okay.
this morning, played the last pre-recording of Daniel. I did not do any translating for Daniel. I just read it because
Okay.
there's so many studies
Oh man, yeah.
on Daniel, Comparé, Swift, everybody.
Right.
I said, look them up and read them, because if I start getting into the studies, it'll be 5 years before I
Oh
get out
yeah.
of Daniel. So
Yeah.
I just read the book, and I gave all the meanings of the Aramaic. I did the word by word in Aramaic, and then it shifted back into Hebrew, and it finished up. And now I have begun Psalms. I did a couple of Psalms in the show today. And then from now on, it's going to be Psalms on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday until I run out of Psalms.
Okay.
And Tuesdays and Thursdays, starting next week, will re-begin Genesis.
Yes.
For the new listeners, there's so many new listeners. And when I first got started, I had two bad shows, technically, that you couldn't understand the audio.
Right.
That was show two and show three. Well, they have been re-recorded and clean. They're perfect now.
Good.
And they will play next week.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
And if you're looking for my archives to listen to the wake-up call shows, Brother A. Bear's website has all my wake-up shows archived there at www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. That's his website, and he's got a whole section of nothing but my wake-up calls there. So you can listen to them. Yeah. I don't know whether you can download them, but you can listen to them.
Okay. And he's also the person who designed our feast
day calendar.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And most of those, you know, the demand now has trickled off because, you know, we're way past Passover. However, the other, you know, the fall feast days, Pentecost and the fall feast days are still coming up. And we'll do our best to get them to you, but one person hasn't received his yet. Out in Nevada. I think I may have a bad address. I'll see if I can get the correct address for that. But in any case, let's get back here. Oh, yeah, but the point I wanted to make was it seems that the apocalypse vision here that Baruch is getting, he is putting the third beast, Babylon, and Mystery Babylon together as one entity. And we've had you know, a series of evil empires from Babylon, you know, the Medes and Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, Napoleon, and now Mystery Babylon. Okay, so what it seems to be saying is that everything, this time for Zion to be in derision will be this entire lapse of time from ancient Babylon, which sacked.
Yeah, we have been in dispersion.
Yes, since then.
For a long time. And the ones that were in Jerusalem when Yeshua Messiah was there were escapees and those that they had repopulated the area with. A lot of them there were mixed.
Yes.
And that's why he had such small congregations. When you have an entire nation and you get 5,000 people together that are going to listen, that's a drop in the bucket for a whole nation.
Right. That's right.
But those are the only ones that were of pure blood that the Spirit called.
Yes.
And he said, I don't come except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Yes.
And who did he send Paul out to? The nations, the Israelite nations, and he traveled all over the place. And Yeshua Messiah himself went up to the British Isles. He was all over the place.
Yeah.
When he disappeared for a couple of years, that's what he did.
He was in Britain, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way,
he was all over, and the first Christian church was established in Glastonbury, not Rome.
And that Paleo-Hebrew script that we were talking about earlier, that has been found in America.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. All up and down the East Coast, and I think even the Mandan tribe, way out in, I think, Montana.
Well, they came up the Mississippi River in the reed boats. They
right.
rode up the river and then branched out and explored and did all that stuff. But it's all covered up. They won't
Sorry.
Report it. They won't tell
right.
about it. And it's documented.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, you know, the truth, you know, don't, you know, my mind is made up. Don't confuse me with
right.
facts.
Yeah, and Lewis and Clark, who were commissioned by Thomas Jefferson, President Thomas Jefferson, to go on that expedition, they encountered a Mandan. And they reported the Mandan were a white tribe. A white
yeah,
tribe.
So were the original Cherokees.
Yes. So they survived as a white tribe for all these generations, folks. All these generations. They also found bones of giants. And this was reported to Thomas
well,
Jefferson.
Well, they're finding them today.
Right. Right.
And they're covering it up.
They're covering it up. Exactly. I think your way of putting it is probably the best. This area or era covers our era of dispersion for the last 2,700 years.
Oh, like the 70 years. The 70 right. years were the 70 years of captivity in Babel. And then it says, it goes into the blessings that he will have on Israel when they came back. And that is preceding the building of the second temple. Well, in Daniel, it jumps all over. The timeline is not linear. It's back and forth. And that's what's so confusing about a lot of the books of prophecy is the non-linear timeline. Right. They'll give a story, and then the next chapter will be about some different king that preceded him, and then the next chapter will be three kings after the guy, and it's crazy, and you really have to sit down, and most people don't have the time
To figure out
to do this. That's why I did all of this. And when I put out the Book of Kings, I have a timeline in the Book of Kings. It comes with the Book of Kings.
Yes.
When that's published. And my Torah is available now. I don't know when they get the website up for sales.
Yeah, Paul's working on that.
When it'll be offered. And Pastor Paul Mullet would like to
offer his
deal
books.
With it, too, because he wants to send some to some prisoners. So I've got Joshua done, and I'm trying. That's why my three-day schedule is going to kick in, because I've got to take the time to produce the rest of the scriptures so I get all the Old Testament done while I'm still alive.
Okay. Yahweh will make sure you do that.
Oh, I think he will, too.
Yes.
I think I'm going to see the Messiah return. Yeah, I really do. I think he's going to preserve this ornery old Israelite until that day. Because he knows I'll be right up front on the battle line.
Yeah, right. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I'll take point. Yep, you betcha. Boy, what a glorious day. Okay. They're going to get theirs, brothers and sisters.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, so now the bright, this is chapter 68, the bright 12th waters, which thou hast seen, this is the word. For after these things, a time will come when thy people shall fall into distress, so that they shall all run the risk of perishing together. It looks that way right now. Nevertheless, they will be saved, and their enemies will fall in their presence.
Yep.
All right, folks. Israelites, everything else that Baruch has reported up to this point has come to pass. Okay? And so will this. Nevertheless, they will be saved, and our enemies will fall in their presence. Yep. And we will have in due time much joy. And at that time, after a little interval, Zion will again be builded.
Now, that's not a physical place. That is a people.
Right, right.
We are Zion.
And its offerings will again be restored, and the priests will return to their ministry, and again the nations will come to glorify it. Okay? This parallels the prophecies in the book of Revelation, when the kingdom comes down to earth, okay, with the fortress of the 12 tribes, one gate for each of the 12 tribes, and it talks about the furlongs, how big it is, etc., etc. But
and verse 6 here covers that.
Okay.
Nevertheless, not fully as in the beginning. In other words, we're not going back to the Middle East.
Right.
Because it doesn't meet the descriptions in Revelations.
Right.
This continent of North America has seas on both sides and the rivers running through it.
Right. Several rivers, yes, many rivers.
Numbers.
Yeah. Pastor Bertrand Comparé did an outstanding sermon on that subject.
Yes.
It is featured regularly on Eurofolk Radio. All right, number 7. But it will come to pass after these things that there will be the fall of many nations.
Yep.
These are the bright waters which thou hast seen. So what's good for us is bad for them. All right?
Yeah, salami right? Lick them, dude.
That's right. 69. For the last waters which thou hast seen, which were darker than all that were before them, those which were after the 12th number, which were collected together, belong to the whole world. For the Most High made division from beginning, because he alone knows what will befall. All right, so division. Yahweh created divisions among the nations, and he is not an integrationist. He is a segregationist. And Baruch is telling us, yes.
We are to be set apart from all other peoples above all the other peoples on the earth.
Amen. Verse 3, for as to the enormities of the impieties which should be wrought before him, he foresaw six kinds of them. Okay. Well, here, before we even go to that, let's just do ourselves a pop quiz, because I haven't read this section. I would say antinomianism is one form of impiety.
Yep.
Okay. Not keeping the feast days is another.
That's correct.
Multiculturalism is another. That's three.
Idolatry in the Catholic Church, right, bowing down and praying to idols.
Yeah, that's four. Trying to think what else.
Homosexuality, accepting the churches.
Yeah, homosexuality. And trying to come up with a number six. Maybe somebody in the chat room can come up with six.
Not keeping the true Sabbath.
Right, that too. Okay, so we have six right there. So let's see what he says. Verse 4. And of the good works of the righteous which should be accomplished before him, he foresaw six kinds of them, beyond those which he should work at the consummation of the age. So there's six evil tendencies and six righteous tendencies. On this account, there were not black waters with black or bright with bright, for it is the consummation. Not sure what that's supposed to mean, but let's go into the description. Chapter 70. Hear, therefore, the interpretation of the last black waters which are to come after the black, I think is after the black 11th waters is probably the intention here. This All right. is the word. Behold, the days come, and it will be when the time of the age has ripened, and the harvest of its evil and good seeds has come.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay, Matthew chapter 24, okay.
Uh-huh.
Also Matthew chapter 13, the harvest at the end of the age, the tares yep. will be harvested. Okay. They will be harvested first, folks. That's why we are going to be around to see that, as Baruch said and on previous page. Okay. Let me read verse 2 again. Behold, the days come, and it will be when the time of the age has ripened, and the harvest of its evil and good seeds has come, that the Mighty One will bring upon the earth and its inhabitants and upon its rulers perturbation of spirit and stupor of heart. There's that word stupor again. Boy, have we got stupor.
Well, they're kidding. Stuporer and stuporer. Like
right.
dumb and dumberer.
Yeah.
And they're doing more and more stupid things.
All right. Can anything be more stupid than a feminist who thinks that Islam is compatible with feminism?
In favor of that. They really need to move to a Muslim country.
Yeah, they sure do.
I'll pay for a ticket.
Yeah, right. Burn your bra and buy a burqa, feminist. That's what you need to do. Verse 3, and they will hate one another and provoke one another to fight. And the mean and the mean will rule over the honorable.
Yep.
Bill Clinton, anybody? Barack Obama?
Yep.
The jury is coming in on Donald Trump. Lately, it doesn't look so good. But the Bushes? Okay. How about FDR, LBJ, Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford? Okay. The mean shall rule over the pure of heart. Okay. That's what we're seeing, and they
what are these Trump supporters going to do when he's totally exposed?
Right. Well, I'm hoping there's going to be a revolution. real anger.
I am one of those that want to see on the ballot box none of the above.
Yes, right. All right.
Start over. Give us somebody good, but not this crap.
Right. And those of low degree will be extolled above the famous. We have one criminal after another being given awards and elevated in the public eye as some kind of hero.
What about all those music awards and the Oscars and all of that?
Right.
For the filth that Holyweird is putting out.
That's right. That's right.
And they're such a star.
Right. Yeah. Seven of None put in race mixing. That's a little more specific than multiculturalism. I said multiculturalism. And the many will be delivered into the hands of the few. How about the 99% and the 1%?
Yep.
Okay. What did they call that? They called that Occupy Wall Street or something? Okay, which was, of course was perverted by the Jews once they realized it was also anti-Jewish. All right? The Jews took it over. But here it is, right here. The many will be delivered into the hands of the few. The 99% will be ruled over by the 1%. It's happening right now, folks. And those who are nothing...
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at. And those who are nothing will rule over the strong.
They're the smallest population of people on the planet.
That's right.
The Jews. They're the smallest group in existence, and they're ruling. They own almost all the wealth.
Yeah.
And they have bamboozled and lied and extorted the strong, and bribed. That's where their bribes are what gets them their strength. Because if the money ran out, nobody would serve them.
And the poor will have abundance beyond the rich. This might be a reference to the welfare state.
Yep.
Okay. And the impious will exalt themselves above the heroic. We're seeing all of these things happening simultaneously right now as we speak. And the wise will be silent.
Not here.
Have you heard of the silent majority? Wow, this book is predicting all of these movements in modern times.
Okay. And the foolish shall speak. Listen to Alex Jones.
That's right. Just turn on your television set or your radio. The foolish are blah, blah, blah. Neither will the thought of men be then confirmed, nor the counsel of the mighty, nor will the hope of those who have hope be confirmed. It's looking pretty hopeless today, folks. Even Donald Trump has turned out to be a phony. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw that coming.
Yeah. Moreover, it will be when those things which were predicted have come to pass that confusion will fall upon all men, and some of them will fall in battle, and some of them will perish in anguish, and some of them will be destroyed by their own. Okay, all the staged wars by the Jews, getting us to fight each other.
Yeah, let's kill our white kindred.
That's right.
That's a national sport.
That's right. Is this prophecy accurate or what, folks? Then the Most High will reveal to those peoples whom he has prepared before, and they will come and make war with the leaders that shall then be left. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
A popular uprising of the Aryan race. Mm-hmm. That's what this sounds like, folks. And it will come to pass that whosoever gets safe out of the war will die in the earthquake, and whosoever gets safe out of the earthquake will be burned by the fire, and whosoever gets safe out of the fire will be destroyed by famine. That is those who oppose us. Verse 9, And it will come to pass that whosoever of the victors and the vanquished gets safe out of escapes all these things aforesaid will be delivered into the hands of my servant Messiah. Okay? Everybody must get judged.
Zimmerman, sorry.
for yeah. all the earth will devour its inhabitants. All right, 71. And the Holy Land will have mercy on its own, and it will protect its inhabitants at that time.
Bada-bing, bada-boom, right? And there we are.
It doesn't mean Palestine or Israel. The Holy Land nope. is where we are. This
that
is the vision. This is the vision which thou hast seen, and this is the interpretation. For I have come to tell thee these things, because thy prayer has been heard with the Most High. Chapter 72. Hear now also regarding the bright lightning which is to come at the consummation after these black waters. This is the word. Okay? So, take a guess, Pastor Steve. What is the bright lightning? Who or what is the bright lightning?
yeah. Yep. That's
right. Isn't that, there a...
Well, that's...
Yeah, sure, of course. Okay.
That's the word coming out of his right. mouth.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. I caught that.
And his
catch.
Eyes.
This
like
is
it
the
said,
word. Right.
The appearance. His eyes were like fire and lightning.
Right. Lightning from one horizon to the other.
Yep.
That will be the sign of his coming. After the signs have come, of which thou wast told before, when the nations become turbulent. And the time of my Messiah is come. He will both summon all the nations, and some of them he will spare, and some of them he will slay. But Jesus loves everybody.
Oh, warm and fuzzy, right? touchy-feely. Bring them before me and slay them before me.
Yes.
Yeah, he loves them.
Yes.
He loves them all right.
Well, we're seeing, you know, it matters. You can't get truth out of any truth out of the mainstream media. You don't know what to believe anymore. So,
and you're not going to get any truth out of the Judeo-Christian churches either.
That's correct. That's correct. So, where was I?
I think a lot of people are going to leave them on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before I know their congregations are dropping.
Right.
There's a lot of very big churches that are virtually empty.
That's right.
I know Leroy and Marilyn go to some of these churches, and they got a great big, huge church, and there may be 25 people in there.
Mm-hmm. That's not worth listening to.
And they're struggling to meet the vigorish that they're having to pay on that building.
Right. Right. And that was predicted too. There shall be a falling away.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Absolutely.
Because these churches have become mammon or Babylon.
They're
Babylon worshipers.
They're whited sepulchers.
That's right. And now this I like. Every nation which knows not Israel and has not trodden down the siege of Jacob shall indeed be spared. In other words, those are, you know,
What have I been preaching about the difference between salvation and redemption?
Right. Right. That simply means that their race will continue to exist. It doesn't mean they will become Israelites.
They won't have the eternal life. They won't
right.
have the glorified body.
Right. Or
they just
covenants.
Won't be destroyed because right. they haven't tried to hurt us.
Right. And there's all kind of liars out there in, you know, let's call it phony identity that... teach that Yahweh is going to kill all the races, but the Bible only, except the white race, but the Bible only specifies the extermination of the Edomites, does not specify the extermination of any other group of people, okay?
Yeah, the exterminations are wrong.
Yeah, they're just plain wrong about that. And we're not teaching, this is not universalism, folks. Universalism.
All right, here, verse 5. And this because some of every nation shall be subjected to thy people.
Okay,
now, what does Israel mean?
Yes, yes.
You will rule as El, or you have
right.
Overcome
yes.
with El. And what does it call us in the book of Revelations? It calls us the overcomers.
Right, Yes.
And that's what Israel means.
And we will have dominion over all of the races that survive the judgment day.
And we will be the administrators of law under Yeshua, our king.
Call it supremacism, call it neo-Nazi, call it what you want. This is what the Bible says. All right? I call it Christianity, real Christianity. Because this is the restoration of all things, the restoration of the Adamic race to its proper place of dominion.
But all those who have ruled over you or have known you shall be given up to the sword.
Okay, right, all your enemies. Those who are your enemies will be destroyed. So Baruch is clearly making a distinction between those non-Israelite nations who are friendly to us versus those who are antagonistic to us, and only one will be spared, the other will be destroyed. And of course, we know that the Jews, being Edomites and Canaanites and Khazars and what have you, have always been our enemies. They will not survive this. Okay? You cannot say the same to any other, because even here, for example, there's a lot of blacks in the world, mainly they're probably still living in Africa, who have no hatred for white people. Probably there are many blacks who haven't even seen a white person yet. So they can't be judged by Yahweh for hating us because they don't even know about us, right?
Well, Nelson Mandela said, and he said to the blacks in South Africa, if you destroy the white man, we will all starve.
Right? And it's happening now, isn't it?
And they didn't listen to him.
Yeah, right. That's right. So he's a prophet too, or either that or he's just smart, right?
Smarter than the average ape, yeah.
There you go. Okay, 78. And it will come to pass when he has brought low everything that is in the world. Oh, by the way, I forgot.
73.
Yes. Right. The true universalism is the belief that all, this is Judeo-Christian doctrine, that all non-Christians will eventually become Christians and therefore be saved. That's true universalism. And there's a lot of churches that teach that. No one here at EFR has ever uttered such a statement. Okay?
No.
We are not universalists. That is a bold-faced lie. Or they're defining the word universalism completely differently from the common understanding. Okay, that's universalism, that everybody will be saved by Jesus. So everybody will come to Jesus and be saved by him. That's universalism. We have never taught any such thing. Okay?
No, we teach that I come not except the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
That's right. Amen.
That's what we teach.
And correct me, you corrected me, it's chapter 73. And it will come to pass when he has brought low everything that is in the world, and that includes us, because we have to humble ourselves.
Yes.
And has sat down in peace for the age on the throne of his kingdom, that joy will then be revealed and rest appear. Okay. One of the things I have pointed out from the book of Ezekiel and other prophecies, there's not going to be a thousand year of peace after which evil comes again. When Yahshua returns to take the kingdom, that's it. That's it for evil. There's not going to be a relinquishment of power and then Satan will come again. This is how the Judeos interpret the book of Revelation. Okay, so 1,000 years of peace, but the Bible doesn't say that. When he returns, it's curtains for evil, and there will be no coming back of evil. Verse 2, and then healing will descend in the dew, and disease all will withdraw, and anxiety and anguish and lamentation will pass from amongst men, not for 1,000 years, but forever, folks. And gladness will proceed through the whole earth. And no one shall again die untimely, nor shall any adversity suddenly befall. Does it say for 1,000 years? Does it say for 1,000 years here, folks?
No.
Nope. This is forever, folks. That's a false interpretation of the scripture. And what do you expect from Judeo-Christians, right? They don't even know the difference between the false prophet and the eighth beast, the mystery Babylon. They don't even know that much, okay? So they're just guessing when they make up this thousand-year millennium of Christ, okay? It doesn't even say the millennium of Christ. It says millennium of the saints, okay? It doesn't say the millennium of Christ.
Well, they teach that Iraq is going to rise again and make war on us because that was Babylon back in the old days. I mean, it just they've got all kinds of weirdy ideas.
Right. You know what?
And that might just, be that. They're just and Judeo-Christianity is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Right.
But one of them is a rock.
Trump.
One of them is a chocolate-covered rock that you bite into and breaks your teeth. But what, as you said that, though, what occurred to me was, what are the Muslims call that piece of stone that's buried in Mecca? What do they call that? It's a meteorite that landed on the earth, and they worshiped that stone, that meteorite. Yeah. By the thousands, they circle around it until they pass out or die of exhaustion. And the last few years, they've been having all kinds of terrible calamities, like a construction crane fell on a bunch of them, killed hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And there was a riot.
We got 3 minutes. We got to finish these last verses.
Okay. Anyway,
judgments and revilings and contentions and revenges and blood and passions and envy and hatred and whatsoever things are like these shall go into condemnation when they are removed.
Yes, they will be removed. Go ahead, finish it off.
For it is these very things which have filled this world with evils.
Amen.
And on account of these, the life of man has been greatly troubled. Well, a lot of which we brought on ourselves.
That's right.
And wild beasts shall come from the forest and minister unto men.
Okay, that's in Ezekiel 2.
And it says, asps and dragons shall come forth from their holes to submit themselves to a little child.
It's right out of Ezekiel.
I don't know what dragons means here. I'd have to look it up in Hebrew.
Okay, well.
And women shall no longer then have pain when they bear the punishment put on Eve is going to be removed.
Right.
Nor shall they suffer torment when they yield the fruit of the womb. Painless birth. And Israel will be replenished.
Yes.
We'll start with chapter 74 next week.
But we'll read chapter 73 again because it's so good. we'll recap that one, folks. So here it's very obvious that there's not a thousand-year millennial reign. That's just false doctrine. When Yahshua, after the judgment day, and Yahshua sets up the kingdom, that kingdom will last forever.
That's it. That's
period. Okay?
That's it.
The churches have just got that wrong. It's poor interpretation based on, you know, really faulty understanding of the scriptures from the get-go, falsely identifying the Jews with Israel. Anyway, I mean, you can't get much worse than how the Judeos interpret the Bible. It's just wrong from the get-go. I mean, there's very little that's even right about their interpretations of scripture.
40 seconds, brother.
All right. All right. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And I think, this Apocalypse of Baruch is really something else. Okay. So part 10 next week.
I'm enjoying it.
Me too.
I love it.
Me too. So part 10 next week. Thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition, folks. See you next time.
Shalom aleichem, brothers and sisters. Okay.
All right. I got to disconnect from, but okay.